Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 6th edition. We got a 9-game slate on tap. Everybody had a great weekend. Lots of great stuff going on. Kentucky Derby was interesting, to say the least. Lots and lots of offense around baseball. You got the playoffs in NBA and NHL kicking off, or keeping going, I should say. So much going on. You had Game of Thrones, Episode 4 last night, Cinco de Mayo, all kinds of stuff going on this weekend. So everybody had a great time. We got a 9-game slate to break it on down for you tonight. If you're looking for help with your MLB DFS info and you want to pay a few shekels for it, go check out thequantedge.com. They have a lot of great written content I help write over there 5 to 7 times a week on the batter breakdown. But we have many other articles weekly over there and daily over there on thequantedge.com. And more importantly, what you're paying for over there are all the tools. The lineup optimizer, the injury tool, the weather tool, the bullpen tool just dropped, which keeps track of who might be available, who's not available, how often they've been used of late, good stuff like that to kind of give you an idea. When you're stacking, you're not stacking just against pitchers, you're stacking against the whole team. So you can check that out. The Vegas tool is outstanding as well. The XStats tool, they keep adding to it. So more and more go on and over there, plus the member Discord that comes with your package. So if you want to check out the MLB season package for $124.99, promo code Bubba. If you just want to do the first month, all sports, to get the NBA playoffs plus MLB, $19.99. If you want a 5-day trial for $5.99, all with promo code Bubba. So go check it out, thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba. If you can give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it, as it takes a couple seconds out of your day and helps me out tremendously. So if you can head over there to iTunes and give a rating and review, I'd much appreciate it. Now to your 9-game slate tonight, breaking it down, your totals: Red Sox at Orioles, 9.5, Twins at Blue Jays, 8.5, D-backs Rays, 7.5, Nats Brewers, 7.5, Marlins Cubs, waiting on that one, typical Wrigley weather, Phillies Cardinals, 8.5, Royals Astros, 7.5, Braves Dodgers, 7.5, Mets Padres, 6.5. So there's actually a lot of really good pitching on this slate. Still bats to attack. We have 4 games of 8.5 or higher, 3 games of 8.5 or higher, and then the rest are 7.5 or below, plus waiting on Wrigley. Speaking of Wrigley, that's our main weather concern tonight. Wind blowing in from left field about 10 miles an hour, but there's about 30% chances of rain. It looks like it gets a little worse as the night goes on, but it could be scattered. It could clear up. Keep an eye on that. We still have a long ways to go before we get into all of that tasty goodness. Let's get into the pitching on this 9-gamer. We got 3 guys over 10Ks. We have 7 guys at 9K or above. That's telling you a lot about what we have to look forward to tonight. And your 3 guys over 10K: Garrett Cole, Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer. This is aces gonna ace night, boys and girls. You got Garrett Cole at 10-7 at home against the Kansas City Royals. A Royals team striking out at 22% of the time. Cole is a minus 270 home favorite in this matchup. 35% K rate, 36.5% ground ball rate. He's been absolutely outstanding this season. Kansas City, lowest team total at 2.4. Lefties 239. Righties 303 versus Garrett Cole. I love the Cole train tonight at 10-7. I think he's a phenomenal play up top. He's my favorite player at 10K and above. Jacob DeGrom at 10-2 at the San Diego Padres. Outstanding environment to pitch in. Made his return to the bump 2 starts ago against Milwaukee. Scuffled a little bit, but his last time out against Cincinnati, 7 shutout innings, 6 Ks. He's been lights out, 24 DraftKings points in that outing. And you get a San Diego team coming out of Coors. They played the Dodgers. Never mind, I forgot. Hunter Renfro hit a grand slam off of Kenley Jansen yesterday. Made my day. The bat drop, outstanding. But San Diego, 27% K rate versus right-handed pitchers. DeGrom near 33% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. He's been very, very good. Not as lights out as we like DeGrom to be, but still very, very good. And you got a San Diego team with a 3.15 team total. Lefties 253. Righty's 232, so DeGrom is in a great spot. A little more strikeout upside for DeGrom than Cole, but Cole probably has a better overall matchup. Both great plays. I got Cole 1, DeGrom 2, both phenomenal looks. Max Scherzer is always in play. I respect the hell out of Milwaukee and that ballpark. I won't be going there for the fact that I got two guys in the 10K range that I like for 25 to 30 plus point upside. And you got Scherzer, 19.8, 29.4, 11.4, 21, 18, 22. He's only hit 30 once, given 29 twice this season. He's Mad Max. He can do a lot. Milwaukee, you know, maybe they have an off night. But I'm going to take my darts elsewhere. If I'm paying up, I'm going Cole. I'm going to Grom in the 10K and above. When we talk about the 9K range, we got Blake Snell, $9,700. This is a discount. This guy's usually one of the highest priced guys on the slate. He's coming off back-to-back rocky starts at Kansas City, giving up 7 earned in 3 innings pitched. And then at home against Kansas City, gave up 2 earned in 3 and a third. He's had back-to-back bad starts against the Royals. Other than that, 30.3, 33.9, 44. That's pretty good. He's not a lockdown play by any means. He got a red-hot Arizona team coming in from Coors Field. But they strike out over 23% of the time versus lefties. Snell, 32% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. And the D-backs have the second lowest team total on the slate, around 3. Lefties, 252. Righty's 279. Now, the D-backs, like I said, their offense has been sneaky good. A 367 WOBA and a 228 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So, they're no joke. Like, Arizona could be a sneaky, sneaky GPP team. But I respect the hell out of Blake Snell, especially at home. At $9,700, you're getting a discount against this D-backs team that you can rack up the strikeouts on. So, I like him quite a bit up here in this 9K range. Chris Paddock, $9,200. He has been everything you could dream of and more. 3 straight 6 innings or more outings. It's been the bugaboo. Still not going over 90 pitches, though. So that's always my concern with him, is he's a great GPP play. Phenomenal matchup against the New York Mets. Really great matchup. 24% K rate for the Mets versus right-handed pitching. Paddock near 29% K rate. Doesn't walk anybody. 39% ground ball rate. You look at the Mets, 3.35 team total. Everything points in a great way for Paddock. You just have to remember, if he's not efficient, which he's been very efficient of late, he's not going to go deep into games. And like last start was one of his, was it last start? I got it right here. He went six. It was 6 innings, 7 innings, 6 innings. So that's all I'm saying is, and the start he went 7 innings is because he threw a 1-hit shutout with 1 walk and 9 Ks. The rest of the time it's been 5 Ks or more in 3 of his last 4 starts, including then the 9 K or so. 5 or more in 4 straight, I should say. It's just a matter of, can he be super efficient? If he's super efficient, he's great. That 79 at 36 points. Other than that, 20.5, 15-1, 17-6, 13-3, 21-5. His overall outcome is great. For fantasy, it's just not there unless they let him go more. He literally has not thrown over 89 pitches in a game. And that's frustrating as all hell. And that's why he's a GPP play, yes. Phenomenal matchup. But me personally, I'd rather get up to Blake Snell or the guys above, or there's some guys below I'd probably go to. So it's kind of a pick your poison thing. Solid, solid play. Should be lower owned, but not. He's in play for me, but not one of my top plays. And then lastly, in this 9K range, Cole Hamels. If this game plays, Cole Hamels is a phenomenal play. He faced Miami 3 starts ago, 7 shutout innings with 8 Ks, 34 DraftKings points. He has 6 or more Ks in 4 straight starts, pitching really, really well this year. And it's a Marlins offense we know we can pick on. It's definitely a team you can take advantage of, striking out over 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Cole Hamels, minus 250 home favorite. His own 23.5% K rate, 47% ground ball rate. So lots to like there when looking at Cole Hamels. Lefties do hit 318 and righties 344 off Hamels, but you got a Miami team with a 266 WOBA and a .099 ISO. Very, very bad. Very bad stuff. So when you're looking at Cole Hamels at 9K, it's outstanding. That's like, he'd be a guy I'd take over Paddock, obviously, weather permitting. So in the 9K range, I got Snell 1, Hamels 2, Paddock 3. Now it gets ugly. It gets really ugly. You could go Vinny V if you want an 88. Probably not happening. Marcus Stroman at 8,000 is one I'd look at home against Milwaukee. He's been very, very good this year, averaging 20.4 points per game at home, 0.76 ERA. With Stroman, it's just about, you know, he got beat up at the Angels his last time out, but prior to that, 28, 27, 2, 15, 12, and 26. He's been very, very good this year. 2.20 ERA coming into this one. And He's got the Twins strike out just a little less than 20% of the time. First right-handed pitching. Stroman, not a huge K rate, 19%, 60% ground ball rate. So a lot of things to wonder about there with Stroman. But at 8K, he is in play on a slate where there's really nothing in the middle to get you. Minnesota is scary, though, a 4.16 team total. Lefties 349, righties 298 versus Stroman. And the Twins, you know, 342 wOBA and a 236 ISO versus right-handed pitching. They got a ton of pop in that lineup. So some of those bats are sneaky good. That is a great ballpark to hit in. But there's really nothing in this mid-range. If I'm playing someone in the mid-range, it's Marcus Stroman at 8,000. Now we drop down a couple more to look at here. Martin Perez, 6,600 at home or at Toronto against the Blue Jays. Perez has been outstanding. I've been Team Perez all year. He has 16 or more in three of his last four starts. He had a hiccup at Baltimore. That'll happen. In those other three starts, 8 shutout against Houston. 6 innings, 1 earned home versus Baltimore. 6 innings, 1 earned home versus Toronto. He's getting, you know, strikeouts at here and there. Big upside arm at $6,600 here with Martin Perez. Toronto strikes out 28% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Perez, 48% ground ball rate. He's changed his velocity. He's using a cutter a lot more this year. Lots to like there with Martin Perez. Lefties 282, righties 387, but a Toronto team with a 282 wOBA and a 104 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So Martin Perez definitely in play at 6,600 tonight. And the last guy I'll mention is Josh Smith of the Boston Red Sox at Baltimore for $4,000. It is extremely risky. He's 4K. He's pitched one time out of the bullpen for Boston, 16 pitches. He made 3 starts for Pawtucket this year, going 16 and 2/3 overall, so a little over 5 innings per start on average. 23 Ks in 16 and 2/3, so I like that quite a bit. He had a 3.78 ERA, gave 7 earned in 16 and 2/3 innings. So it's a little hit and miss there, and Baltimore can be sneaky good when it comes to hitting with power, as we know. They also do strike out a ton. 22% K rate versus right-handed pitching. We got to see what Smith has. Very, very small sample in the bigs. We don't know how deep he's going to go either. Currently, Baltimore is a 4.75 team total. It's like fourth highest on the slate. You know, a 300 wOBA, 156 ISO is nothing to be too scared about. If Smith can give you, say, 3 solid innings with like 4 Ks for $4,000, you're in the bacon. And if you want to mix up Smith with one of those big guns up top like a Cole or a DeGrom or even a Scherzer or a Snell, you mix them with Smith, you can still get all the bats. So I'm curious to see what his ownership will be. I think Smith is definitely in play at $4,000. So recapping your bottom guys at Smith 1, Perez 2. Overall, Garrett Cole up top, DeGrom number 2 in the 9K range. Snell, Hamels, Paddock. Marcus Stroman is by himself in the mid-tier. And then down below, Smith and Martin Perez. So lots and lots to like on those ones. Let's get to the bats on this 9-game slate. Catcher's position, Wilson Contreras is white hot. Only Gary Sanchez is hotter than him right now. But Contreras is hitting 311, unlike Sanchez. 23 more points last night, 23 or more in 2 of his last 4. He has 10 or more in 4 of his last 6. He's been outstanding. Going up against Sandy Alcantara, definitely a target you can use if you like to pay up at the catcher's position. Otherwise, you're going to have like $4,200. Christian Vasquez of the Boston Red Sox going up against John Means. Means has been sneaky good from time to time, but also very hittable. So you can look at a guy like Vasquez at 42, where you slide on down. Any Milwaukee player is in play in a GPP versus Scherzer, because Scherzer will give up a home run or two pretty much every start. So you have guys like Osmani Grandal at 39. You probably want to take those gambles elsewhere with the Milwaukee lineup, but Grandal's having a great season at $3,900. I don't hate it at all. Brian McCann, 3,700 versus Walker Buehler. McCann's been swinging it much, much better of late, averaging 9.6 in his last 10, 20 and 18 in his last 2. And you got Walker Buehler, who is getting better, I should say, from start to start, but still not great by any means. So keep an eye on the Braves out there in L.A. But Brian McCann at 37 could be a decent savings. Mike Zunino, 36, always GPP relevant versus Merrill Kelly. Zunino went deep over the weekend. Yet again, Tampa Bay's team, 4-5-1 team total. Lots to like there against Merrill Kelly. Tampa Bay offense has been sneaky, sneaky good. And they got rained out yesterday, so an extra day off for the Rays. Jorge Alfaro versus Cole Hamels. If you aren't using Cole Hamels, we talked about the splits on Coley Boy. Lefties, where the heck did I see that? Oh, yeah, it's right up here. Lefties 318, righties 344 off Hamels. So Jorge Alfaro sneaky at $3,600 if that game plays. The last guy I'm going to mention here, because the rest will be lineup decisions based on punts, is Jason Castro of the Twins. If he gets to start at $3,500, then, you know, he's GPP relevant. 0-27, 0-20, 0-20, 11. When he gets it done well. He's been swinging a really good bat of late. Going up there against Marcus Stroman, lefty's 349, righty's 298 versus Stro. So Jason Castro at 35 could be another catcher for you to target. Heading over to first base, Belly Bombs. He's day-to-day. If he's in the lineup at 57, great play versus Gausman. The Dodgers are definitely on the radar tonight. Lefty's 324, righty's 354 versus Gausman. We always know about his reverse splits, but lefty's going to hit him just fine. And Bellinger, he's hitting everybody just fine right now. So don't sleep on that. You got the likes of... Jesus. What did I do? There we go. Nope, that's not it. Don't hit buttons, kids. It'll screw y'all up. You got... give me 1 second here. All right, sorry about that. Hit a button I didn't even know existed on the DraftKings page. After Bellinger, you got Hoskins at 53. He's always GPP relevant, but I go to Anthony Rizzo at $5,200, weather permitting, averaging 13 in his last 10. 9 last night, a 0, then a 26, 16, 28, 7, 30. He's been on a home run barrage. He's heating up like crazy. And he gets Sandy Alcantara, who we know we can pick on with lefties. Lefties hitting 312, righties 310, but it's been rocky for Alcantara of late. So Anthony Rizzo, white hot. I don't mind him at all at 52. Make sure the game's playing. If you don't like Josh Schmidt and the Boston bullpen, Trey Mancini at 49 is interesting. But after Rizzo, I go down to Freddie Freeman, another guy that's just outstandingly on fire right now. 3 homers in his last 10 games. Going up against Walker Buehler, very contrarian look there. Not a must play, but a very intriguing play at that price point. Yeah, guys like Paul Goldschmidt versus Vinny V at 43. Goldschmidt very often on this season. Lefty's 322, righty's 271 versus Vinny V. But when Vinny V's off, he's giving up the long ball in bunches. So if you think it's a bad night for Vinny V and you want to stack some St. Louis Cardinals, which could be very intriguing this evening, Goldschmidt at 43 on the radar. See, Vinny V is either going to strike everybody out or you're going to see what you got last time and it'll get ugly. So GPP type stuff there. Farther down you look, though, like G-Man Choi, interesting versus Merrill Kelly at $4,000. Definitely an intriguing play. Not a must play. Matt Carpenter, first base, third base, eligible at $3,800 versus Vinny V. Carp's been really, really bad of late, but he had a decent weekend, 8-20 against the Cubs. But overall, been really struggling at the dish. Hopefully that kind of got him going because he's been super cheap of late. He's always kind of on that cash game slash GPP radar just by price point alone and the upside you get with the Matt Carpenter type. So you can keep an eye on him tonight at 38. Could give you nice salary relief at first or third base. Don't hate that at all. I got Yuli Gurriel, $3,700, first base, third base. Had a big weekend in Mexico, 6-26. But overall in the season's been rather disappointing. He doesn't get Jacob Junis tonight. Houston, if that roof's open in Houston, the wind's blowing out to the left pretty good. But I don't know if they'll open it. The lefty's 332, righty's 328 versus Junis. Houston is the highest team total on the slate, so keep him in mind. Few others, Nate Lowe of Tampa Bay, 3,600 versus Merrill Kelly is another one you can look at. And then that should pretty much do it unless something really stands out in the lineups. Second base, if you're fading Blake Snell, Ketel Marte is a great play. Him and a switch hitting, plus he's got the platoon advantage, like I said, because he's a switch hitter. So when Snell leaves, the bullpen won't stop him either. Tampa Bay, where'd you go? Arizona. Arizona. Lefty's 252, righty's 279 off Blake Snell. So righties, if you're going to attack him, it's with righties. So Ketel Marte, GPP only, but very intriguing. Ozzie Albies at 49 versus Walker Buehler. Albies' big grand slam over the weekend, so keep an eye on him. But Brandon Lau at $4,800 against Merrill Kelly. Nice higher in play. Howie Kendrick as well. We like lefties versus Chacin, but Kendrick's been getting a lot of playing time, $4,700. More cash game than GPP probably, but an interesting play there versus Chacin. A play I like quite a bit if you're not using Smith. Johnny VR, second base shortstop eligible at $4,600. Lots of upside with the bat like VR, 9, 3, 13, 12 in his last 4. We've been using him a lot this year. When he gets going, he has big games. And big time upside there versus Smith at $4,600. I'm probably going to use a lot of Smith just for the price relief. But if you're not, I think VR and even a lot of the Baltimore bats will be nice leverage plays tonight. A price tag that doesn't make sense to me is Jose Altuve at $4,400. He's like 10th down on the list, 13 points in back-to-back games. going up against Jacob Junis, 4,400, very, very cheap. I mentioned with Yasmani Grandal, Milwaukee, you kind of pick your poisons. Mike Moustakas is one of those poisons. He's 4,300 bucks versus Mad Max. Those are the kind of guys you look to target in GPPs. Farther down you look, if you are fading Gossman, if you put a little Dodger action together, Kiki Hernandez, 4,200 bucks, second base outfield with Gossman's reverse splits. Kiki can be very intriguing. If you're not using Martin Perez, Brandon Drury, second base, third base option is 3,800 bucks. 0, 8, and 7 in his last three is 0. Then a 14, 21, 15, 16. Swinging a pretty good stick once the Vladito got the call. Brandon Drury's bat heated up. Second base, third base eligible at 3,800 bucks. So keep an eye on him. Then other than that, Robinson Cano at 35, a lot of value in that one. And then not much else down there at second base. Third base, you got Bregman at 5K. That makes a lot more sense, unlike Altuve's pricing. Bregman with a huge weekend in Mexico. So Breg's at 5K is great. Michael Chavis, welcome to the big time, kids. Up to 4,900 bucks. Highest priced guy, second highest priced active guy. He's getting it in, and he's a great play against Means tonight. Eduardo Escobar, similar to Ketel Marte, switch hitter that's been swinging it really well versus Blake Snell at 47. Arizona could be, just because their bats have been so good this year, and Blake Snell's had a couple rocky starts from time to time, Arizona is sneaky, sneaky GPP relevant tonight. Like, no ownership at all. So, and they're priced up like they're facing a not-so-good pitcher, so that's really interesting when breaking that down. But after Escobar, you guys like Chris Bryant. He's heating up as well. You look at the StatCast metrics, starting to hit the ball a lot harder of late. 27, 9, and 11 over the weekend versus St. Louis. Someone to keep in mind if that game plays there in Chicago. Yandy Diaz versus Merrill Kelly, always interesting to see him. We got Moustakas again at 43. Max Muncy, first base, third base eligible at 43 versus Gossman. He had 22 and 20 in his last two. Had that massive home run on Saturday night. That was something special. So Muncy at 43, someone to take a look at as well. Going down farther, I've been using Machado a lot lately. I kind of respect DeGrom, but if you want to get weird, third base shortstop for Machado is only 4,200 bucks. Does still have some upside. Mentioned Brandon Drury at 38, Matt Carpenter at 38, a couple more cheap options for you down there. Yuri Gurriel at 37. I'd probably go to the others above him. And you got Kelvin Gutierrez. He got the call lately to play for Kansas City, and he's gotten it done. Since his call up on the 27th, 9, 8, 5, 2, but then 21 on May 1st, 0, 10, 25, 5. He's playing really, really well at 3,600 bucks, but it is Gerrit Cole. So be careful there, but something to keep in mind as the weeks go on. Shortstop position. That makes more sense. Whew. Javi Baez at $5,900. Not even in Coors Field, folks. He's almost 6K. I love Javi. If you can make it work, do it, because no one's paying that price. And it's hard for me to pay that price when I can go $1,000 cheaper to Paul DeYoung versus Vinny V. I love DeJong on this play if you're paying up at 4,900. Again, when you're looking at St. Louis, lefty's 322, righty's 271, but DeYoung's reverse splits guy himself. I really like him at 4,900. Bogaerts at 48 is outstanding. Escobar, already talked about him at 47. Yeah, Carlos Correa at 47. That list alone makes it so hard to pay for Javi Baez. But Baez has been a beast, and he's in a phenomenal matchup. So if you can do it, I get it. Just so hard to pay for him. When you have that list, you go down even farther. Johnny Villar at 46 is worth the look. Jorge Polanco's quieted down a little bit, but facing Stroman, lefties are Stroman in that very hitter-friendly ballpark at 4,400. Don't hate that at all. The Twins might go overlooked on a slate with some other really big options. And Stroh's been really good, but also susceptible at times. And that ballpark is very, very lively to a very, very lively offense. So keep in mind there as well. Then some cheaper options. For those that have listened to the show long enough, they know my feelings on Corey Seager. But also a $3,600 Corey Seager hitting in a decent spot in the Dodgers lineup against Kevin Gossman does stand out. 14, 5, and 4 in his last three. He's not playing great. He's hitting 232 with two homers on the year, a 686 OPS. It's not great. But $3,600 bucks with that kind of upside for a Dodgers team, the 4.1 team total, lefty's 324, righty's 354, Corey Seager should at least be remembered as a nice punt. Like there's punts and then there's nice punts. Corey Seager actually is a nice punt tonight. Like, I'm not a Seager fan at all, but he fits the bill at least. Heading to the outfield, you got Springer at 57. He's been on fire. He is pricier than hell because you got Bellinger at 57 right next to him. I'd personally rather have Bellinger. Both great plays because Jacob Junis can give up the long ball from time to time. He's getting better ground ball rates this year, but something to keep in mind. I mentioned Moustakas as GPP play. Christian Yelich at 56 may be one of my favorite GPP plays versus Max Scherzer. No one's going to fade Scherzer. Yelich could take anybody deep. He came back off the, you know, being back spasms, injured off and on, went deep yesterday. This dude's a beast when he's on the field. He's a little banged up. It's a grain of salt type stuff. But GPP-wise, if he's in that lineup for Scherzer, radar should be intrigued. You have Mookie Betts at 55, JD at 51. JD versus lefties in his career has been outstanding. Surprisingly, over the weekend when I went on my Fangraphs, Baseball Savant, another thing, deep dives. That's why the Twitter first was busy for me, just because I have fun tweeting stuff out that I see. JD's really struggled versus lefties this year compared to normal. But as a whole, we know what JD does. He's been heating up. $5,100 versus means could be a discount when we look back at it. If you want to save $100, though, Marcelo Zuna continues to just crush baseballs. 19 more points yesterday. Dude's got 11 Jimmy Jacks on the season with a 953 OPS. In a great spot there versus Vinny V. I like that quite a bit. Farther down you look, though, Dwight Smith Jr. may go overlooked big time on the slate. $4,900. The dude is crushing it. Hit 298 with an 861 OPS. 14-6, 13-16, 10 in his last five. 10 or more in his last four of his last five. The dude's been crushing it. Get Smith for Boston out of the bullpen and then Boston's bullpen. So Dwight Smith Jr. at 49 could be a very interesting play. You got Trey Mancini at 49 as well. Nelson Cruz kind of heating up. $4,900. Don't hate that at all. Especially if you're going twin stack. I prefer the left-handed side of the Twins' arsenal. But Nelly Cruz could be a nice contrarian way to get that in as well. Victor Robles at 49 just continues to get it done for me. I'm a Victor Robles. Just love this man. But tonight might not be the night for him versus Chacin unless you want to get really, really weird. Like Michael Brantley at 49, I'd rather have than Victor Robles against Jacob Junis. Really good spot there. Or give me, Jock Jams, $4,900 versus Kevin Gausman in LA. Like that one quite a bit. GPP only with Jock, we know this. But it's a great look. You got Chris Bryant at 46, talked about him already. Good look there. Tommy Pham at 45 just continues to get it done game in and game out. Eddie Rosario's down to $4,500 for Stroman. I like that quite a bit. Max Kepler, 44. So both those guys, I already mentioned them earlier. Good plays there. Jose Martinez, we've talked about it time and time again. Much, much better versus right-handed pitching than left-handed pitching. He's hitting 355 on the earth, 885 OPS. I looked at his Statcast pages, his X stats. He's crushing the baseball. He has a 355 average, and his X stats don't think he's far off. Like, he's legit this guy. And that is pretty crazy to think about. So Jose at 43, very nice cheap option there versus Vinny V. Alex Verdugo, $4,300 versus Kevin Gausman. Very solid play there. Nice savings as well. Sliding on down, mentioned Kiki Hernandez already at 42. If you're fading Martin Perez, Randall Grichuk's a good GPP play at 41. Like, I don't care if you don't use Martin Perez. I just don't think I'm stacking against Martin Perez. I don't mind one-off GPP stuff there. And, you know, it's baseball. I could be totally wrong come this time tomorrow. But that's where I'm looking there. Kevin Kiermaier at 4K, a cheaper option versus Merrill Kelly. Kyle Schwarber, $3,900. X-Stats pointing in good favor for him. So hopefully he gets it going a little better. But $3,900 for Schwarber versus Alcantara, someone to keep an eye on. Same with Josh Reddick at 39 versus Jacob Junis. Don't mind that at all as well. Harrison Bader could be a cheap play at 38. Not the worst thing in the world. Teoscar Hernandez, GPP at 36. But not a ton else down here. Franmil Reyes is always in play. It is DeGrom, though. So not the best, but he's worth a look. Let's recap your pitching on this slate before we get to the stacks and the BVP. 10K and above. I got Cole 1, DeGrom 2. I'm just passing on Scherzer. We'll see how that turns out. But Cole 1, DeGrom 2. In the 9K range, I got Snell 1, Hamels 2, Paddock 3. Watch the weather for Hamels in Chicago. In the middle, it's Marcus Stroman, but probably nobody. I'm probably paying up. And then I'm going down to either Josh Smith at 4K or Martin Perez at $6,100 is where I'm kind of taking my talents tonight. All right, looking at the stacks, the Cubs versus Sandy Alcantara is outstanding, assuming that game plays. But yeah, Houston versus Jacob Junis, lefties 332, righties 328. Astros very, very live tonight. Boston versus John Means, lefties 462, righties 416. So the Bo Sox very much in play as well. Those will be the popular three probably to start off with. Baltimore's interesting versus Josh Smith. Talked about some of that already. Tampa Bay versus Merrill Kelly. It could be very intriguing as well. But if you want to kind of get a little more off the, just look at the top total grids. St. Louis versus Vinny V. Very attractive. Lefties 332, righties 271. But I like some of those righties like Ozuna, Martinez, DeJong. I kind of like the right-handed side there against Vinny V. That's why it's kind of a GPP-only thing. Vinny V usually dominates the righties. But if he's off, everyone can hit him. They'll walk. They'll hit him hard. So it's kind of one of those GPP-type looks. Minnesota versus Stroman, especially the lefties. Lefties 349, righties 298. So Polanco, love Rosario and Kepler tonight. But if you want to sprinkle in Nelly Cruz, it's fine. If you want one-offs like Jason Castro for that discount behind the dish, that works well. One that surprised me team total-wise, and it might just be because of the overall game total, but Dodgers at 4.1. They're middle of the pack to lower part of the pack tonight. Lefties 324, righties 354 against Kevin Gausman. I like that Dodgers game quite a bit there. Someone to definitely keep an eye on. So the Dodgers, the Twins, and the Cardinals will kind of be my kind of sneakier ones based just on team totals alone. And then you got the big boys up top. BVP on this 9-game Monday slate. JD Martinez has taken John Means deep, 2-for-3, double, and a homer. They're hitting 360 off of him, 433 WOBA, 280 ISO. Small sample size, but they've had a great time seeing him so far this season in their one outing. Teoscar Hernandez, 3-for-4 with a homer off Martin Perez. Justin Smoke, 8-for-20, 4 doubles. That's a 400 batting average. Eddie Rosario is taking Stroman deep. Nelly Cruz, 6-for-11. That's not too shabby. Sliding down. Christian Yelich. Oh, I didn't even look at this before I talked about how much I like Yelich tonight. 10-for-26. It's a 385 average versus Mad Max. 1 double, 1 triple, 3 home runs. Yelich, get it on, son. Travis Shaw's taking him deep. Moustakas is taking him deep as well, but they're not hitting as well against him overall average-wise. But Christian Yelich, that can be interesting GPP time. Howie Kendrick, talked about him already. He's 4-for-9 with a double and a triple off Julius Chacin. Someone to keep in mind there as he's swinging a really, really good bat. Marcell Ozuna has taken Vinny V deep. Not the best average, but has taken him deep. Wilson Contreras. No, never mind. I read the wrong thing. Martin Prado. Wow, gets Cole Hamels. Hitting 319, 23-for-72, 5 doubles, 2 home runs. Very, very interesting there. Carlos Correa and Alex Bregman have taken Jacob Junis deep. Chris Owings, 5-for-12 with 4 doubles off Garrett Cole. Billy Hamilton, 7-for-23, 2 doubles. Take that with a grain of salt. Hunter Renfro and Will Myers taking DeGrom deep. Again, grain of salt type stuff. And that'll do it for your BVP. That will do it for today's edition of Quick Hits. Lots of good stuff on this 9-gamer. Good to be back with you all after a weekend off of action. Go check out thequantedge.com, get the MLB season pass, or a 1-month all sports, or a 5-day trial with promo code Bubba. Get you the discount you're looking for there. Also, if you get a rating review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. And go check out fantasysportsdegens.com. That's my baby site. That's what I love to do. That's where my boys are at with the Fantasy Degens Slack chat, which is free of charge to come join. And our boy Mike Tuck, he absolutely dropped a bomb in there. He's been working on a baseball spreadsheet that he's going to keep updated for DraftKings throughout the season. It's pretty damn awesome. He's working on a new sheet as well. This guy's putting in the time. He does the NASCAR podcast and other great work over there. So go check out his work. It's awesome. Come join the Slack chat and come check it out. Really good stuff there. Also, you got Francisco with his UEFA Champions League picks out there. Dana's got her pitching primer for this week 6 action. And we got golf off tonight again. Max Homa taking down the Wells Fargo was awesome. But Jesse and I will be back with you tonight with the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. Previewing the Byron Nelson. So lots of great stuff there. So good luck today on your 9-game slate. Hope everybody goes well. I'm on Twitter at BDintric. And this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 6th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.